Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Hello and welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm Andrew McDermott, your host. On this episode, we take a look at the history of the bridges across the River Forth and the important part they play in connecting the lowlands and highlands of Scotland. You can access other episodes of Simply Scottish on our website, www.simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, get Scottish news, trivia, show updates, and a chance every month to win our music giveaway. Be part of the conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish or by following us on Twitter with the handle @simplyscottish. Here's music to begin from Capper Cayley, well known for recasting traditional tunes and sounds in a modern setting. From their album Roses and Tears, here's Turas an Anri, or The Stormy Voyage.
Trovare scar, brudi.
The River Forth is a major river draining the eastern central belt of Scotland. After the town of Kincardine, it widens to an estuary, the Firth of Forth, and eventually empties into the North Sea. As far back as the 12th century, a regular ferry service, the Queen's Ferry, was established by the church to give pilgrims safe passage across the Firth of Forth on journeys to see saints' relics in St. Andrews. The Queen's Passage was used for centuries. By 1811, a report revealed that 83,000 people and 44,000 animals took the risky passage each year, and serious proposals for a bridge across the Forth were being considered. A design by railway engineer Thomas Bush had been accepted, but was quickly cancelled after the collapse of Bush's Tay Rail Bridge in 1879, a tragedy that claimed upwards of 70 lives. A few years later, work began on a fourth rail bridge, the world's first major steel bridge, designed by Sir John Fowler and Benjamin Baker. The fourth rail bridge is regarded as an engineering marvel and a wonder of the Victorian age. It opened in 1890 to great fanfare, a year after the Eiffel Tower was unveiled in Paris. With a length of over 8,000 feet, and a height of 361 feet, it held the record of longest span for a cantilever bridge in the world until 1917. Today it is second only to the Quebec Bridge in length. 54,000 tons of steel and 6.5 million rivets were used to build the crossing. During construction, 4,000 workers were employed, at least 57 of whom were killed in accidents. Boats positioned under the work areas saved at least 8 lives. The fourth bridge remains in full operation today, with around 200 freight and passenger trains crossing the Forth each day. If something takes a very long time, the expression, like painting the fourth bridge, might be used, a testament to the length of time it takes to cover the crossing with its distinct red paint. It was most recently completed in 2011, after 10 years and £130 million. Officials promise it won't need another coat of paint for 25 years. Meanwhile, the Forth Bridge endures as a lasting Scottish landmark. Music now from Robin Lang. From the album Walking in Time, this is the Forth Bridge Song on Simply Scottish.
There's a line of symmetry to catch the watcher's eye. Waves upon the water echo, waves across the sky. Engineering waves were made, ripples carry on. A sturdy string of diamonds, strong and shining diamonds, proudly standing, no more a fairy landing, between the darkness and the dawn. The Forth, for all its beauty, is deep and dark and wide. For centuries the traveller stood sadly by the tide. Ben Baker was the engineer to span the Forth at last. Arrows were the builders whose finished bridge bewilders and enthralls us. Its humpback beauty calls us, a bridge back to the past. Englishmen and Irishmen, Scots from far and near, a soldier ant invasion on the move for 7 years. With scaffolding and rivet guns, winches, carts and cranes, boatmen, joiners, riggers, steelmen, boys and briggers, busy beavers building cantilevers to carry the northbound trains. A chain of steel now stretches, linking land to land. Lothian and Fife are fettered firmly hand to hand. A wonder web that catches the dawn of each new day. A bridge of poise and balance, a fairy tale of science, pioneering railway engineering, showing the world the way. Catch the watcher's eye. Waves upon the water echo waves across the sky. Engineering waves were made, ripples carry on. A sturdy string of diamonds, strong and shining diamonds, proudly standing, no more a fairy landing, a bridge between the darkness and the dawn.
As the popularity of the motor car grew in the first years of the 20th century, so too did the need for adequate roads. In the early 1920s, a classification system for British roads was implemented. By the 1950s, ferries crossing the Forth were making 40,000 crossings annually, carrying 1.5 million passengers and 800,000 vehicles. In 1936, the Kincardine Bridge was completed, the first road bridge to cross the Firth of Forth, but this was 15 miles upstream from Edinburgh. Finally, after plans for a tunnel were considered but eventually scrapped, work began on a new road bridge connecting the centuries-old ferry landings of South Queens Ferry on the outskirts of Edinburgh to North Queens Ferry in Fife. A method of cable spinning never before used in Europe created the bridge's two enormous cables made from 30,000 miles of steel wire. The last girders were swung into place in 1963, and the following year Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh officially opened the bridge. At the time it was the fourth longest suspension bridge in the world, and the first of its kind in Europe. By 1993, tolls had repaid the initial cost of the bridge and continued to be taken for maintenance and improvement costs until 2008. But how long would the Forth Road Bridge be able to fulfil its role as an essential transit and business link from Edinburgh to Fife and beyond? It was already showing signs of deterioration. Would it need fixed or replaced? We'll look at the bridge's current status and plans for a future crossing coming up next. Here's music from the Radio Big Band now. Formed by the BBC in 1964, the group has won numerous awards and worked with artists as varied as Tony Bennett, Ray Charles, Natalie Cole, Van Morrison, Michael Bublé and Amy Winehouse. Arranged and conducted by Scottish-born jazz musician Barry Forgy, this is That Old Forth Bridge and Me.
So majestic, standing there, a silhouette beyond compare. Style and steel is yours and yours alone. There's nothing to touch you, who could doubt you the best. That old golden gate is just one of the rest. You tug at emotion that lies deep inside of me. When I see you, when I'm nearing home, those three cantilevers and you've got me going, rolling back years and jolting old memories of those long warm days that and a cloud inside, or a train lit up on a dark, wet night. We went together, oh, so naturally. That little pub, that girl, that bridge, and me. When I'm nearing home, those three cantilevers, and you've got me going, rolling back years and jolting old memories. All those long warm days, not a cloud in sight, or a train lit up on a dark, wet night. We went together, oh, so naturally. That little pub, that girl, that bridge, and me. We shared so much, that old fourth bridge and me.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. Today we're discussing the history of the bridges spanning the Firth of Forth. Bridges are living structures designed to adjust to changes in weather, temperature, and traffic. The Forth Road Bridge was originally designed to hold a maximum of 11 million vehicles each year. It's gone from 1.5 million vehicles in 1964 to a whopping 24 million today. In 2004, the Bridge Authority opened up the main cable and was surprised to find that 8-10% of its strength had been lost due to corrosion. By 2008, one of the almost 12,000 pencil-thin wires holding up the bridge was snapping at least once a month. With potential traffic bans looming, plans were immediately drawn up for a new fourth bridge. Meanwhile, another crossing was completed in 2008, adjacent to the Kincardine Bridge. Although this eased Central Scotland connections, the need for a new fourth bridge at Edinburgh remained pressing. Construction began in 2011 on the new bridge, set to open in 2016. Repair work on the original Forth Road Bridge will extend its lifespan and allow it to remain open to public transit, bicyclists, and pedestrians. The new bridge will be the main crossing for vehicles. It is the largest infrastructure project in Scotland in a generation, costing £1.6 billion. The public will provide the name for it, with the winning name being chosen from a shortlist by summer 2013. You can suggest a name and stay updated about the endeavour at www.namethebridge.co.uk. Also, you can learn more about the story of the Forth Road Bridge with Building the Bridge by Lillian King, from Scottish publisher Windfall Books. That's all for this episode of Simply Scottish. Listen to other episodes online at our website, simplyscottish.com. You can also look up the music for each show at simplyscottish.com. Get show updates and a chance to win a free CD of Scottish music by interacting with us. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/simplyscottish. And our Twitter handle is @SimplyScottish. We'll close with music by Deacon Blue. Their 2012 album, The Hipsters, is the first new studio album since 2001's Homesick. Here's the title track, The Hipsters. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again soon for more of All Things Scottish, right here on Simply Scottish.
All those ways. That old sun shining.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. I'm standing by the shore.